Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III. And ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check the archives for more of my great podcast episodes, again, on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today, we are going to talk about three moves in life you need to make moves in life. The three moves in life that you need to make moves in life. And here we go. So how did this come about, this go around? Oh, I was doing something. And oftentimes, many of my shows would just come as, again, an insight or flash. Something that'll just hit me and it'll be like, that's pretty profound. That helped me out. So, well, I just share it with other people. And that was basically it. There was no profound conversation that I had this go around. It wasn't me talking with a homie and this popped up. It just hit me in jail together. And I had to give my own self the stank face. Like, ooh, that is pretty good. And so here's what I'm giving to you all today. So here are the three moves that you need to make moves in your life. First one is move the heart. Move the heart. What am I talking about right here? What are you talking about? I mean, you always saying something, you know, that's catchy or whatever. Move the heart. What does the heart represent? The heart represents the core of yourself. It represents your desires. It represents your dreams. It represents something or a scenario that you have envisioned for your life, or something that you were inspired by seeing somebody else have or be or something like that. Something that arouses you, turns you on, shakes you out of just the regular pattern of your life. Something that when you are in your lowest point, you're like, I wish this would be this. Or something that helps you to process through when things are not going exactly your way. It's a very, very strong, almost undying, constantly returning desire for what you see your life could be or needs to be, something like that. It's that just that fire in your heart, your core self. Everybody has dreams. Everybody has desires. Everybody has longings for how they envision their life. So moving your heart is really either creating it in your imagination, or receiving it from something that happens into your life, from some external source, some or a combination of both. But it's undeniably unique, and it's undeniably something that breathes air into you, gives you that that jolt of energy, you know, when you wake up on and take on the day. Just that desire, moving of the heart. You need that. You can have all the means around you, but if you don't have that desire, you're going to have a hard time putting together those things around you to make, to get you where your desires are. So that is the motivation, desire, moving of the heart. The second thing is move your mouth. Move your mouth. Your mouth is a means of communication in this world. There's a verse, it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I believe it's a biblical verse. I don't have the exact verse for it, but I have heard it many, many times. Your mouth allows you to translate what's in your heart and your mind into this world. And it's not just for communicating to other people. Your mouth is also to communicate to yourself, to hear yourself out loud express what's deep inside of your heart. And it's beyond just putting mere words into your situation, because those words have a broader meaning, just being some weird sounds that you make. They are deliberate sounds. They are designed sounds. They either way you look at it, on a psychological level or a spiritual, metaphysical level, they take what was deep inside, what was just merely thought impulse, and puts it into your physical sphere. The reason why you're listening to this right now is because I'm taking what's within my heart and I am imprinting it into the physical environment in a way that it can be regenerated again. And once I do that, it's just there, especially nowadays in the digital age. Mouth can also mean expressing your desires, either to other people, your dreams, hope, desires to other people, or just really to yourself, literally talking to yourself in a positive way, in a uplifting way, in the quiet times when you're alone, in self-encouragement, things like that. Some people say that you should not share your dreams, hopes, and desires with either any people or too many people, because those people can come back and sow negative intent, negative desire, discouraging desire upon your dreams, hopes, and desires. I think it's a mixed bag. I think maybe a select few people that you trust, I think it's a powerful thing to do. Or you never know. You may introduce yourself to someone and come into a common conversation about that common interest, and they may actually play a part in you achieving or getting there. Life's weird like that. One random conversation can change your life. And it becomes a pivotal conversation once you realize you've gotten to your dreams or your hopes and desires. And it was that conversation that you remember, or that good friend that you met, that shifts the trajectory of your life. You know, life is weird like that. Sometimes it feels that you have faded positive events, faded negative events, and even in the negative events, once you get past them, there's wisdom or gems that you get out from it. So that's the external side of using your mouth to communicate with people your dreams that could probably broaden your expectation. Or the other end, communicating to yourself, giving yourself your affirmation, some type of affirmations, your mantras, speaking differently. to an adverse situation, this is not going to stop me. This is not going to break me. This is a small thing to me. This is a temporary thing today. I'm going to come out emerging past this. That's a very powerful thing that you could do. Basically, you're washing your current situation over with the passion and desire in your heart of understanding, of knowing the possibilities that you are beyond this situation, and nobody can take that from you. And each time you do that, it kind of puts a time point in pivotal events of your life. You'll always remember that you said that to yourself before your situation changed in the way that you desire to do it. So it's not all hocus pocus. If you are an analytical person, it's a psychology that's probably going to help you more than speaking of your immediate situation and just depending upon realism that's really based on the subjective experience of your situation at the time. If you're going to give yourself a subjective experience, you might as well give one that's in your favor, such as speaking positively about the transition of your current situation or the maintenance of your current situation. If you are winning and you're doing great, I am blessed. These things just keep on happening positively for me. I was born to win, things like that. So move your mouth. And here is the last one. So you got your heart and your passion straight. You got your mouth right. You're speaking right about your situation, and you're speaking to positive and the right people to help you along with that mission, or figure out if y'all have a joint mission together or a joint experience together. What's the next thing? Move your ass. Yes, move your ass. Those two butt cheeks that you have, your body, actionable steps. Once you had a passion, once you got the dictation from your mouth, you have to take decisive action on the things that have been given to you. Usually, when you've moved your heart, you'll be, guided. Or you'll find, something that psychologically click that will allow you to take small actionable steps. It may just be something as simple as doing something around your home. It may be something as simple as making a phone call. It may be something as simple as going to a specific place just to check it out. It may be, paying attention to the situations that's forming around you. It's going to be some type of physical action that goes beyond your speech. And when you move your ass, it opens doors, or it shows you doors that don't need to be open, and it sends you on a trajectory to make the moves that you said that you desire to make in your life. Those three things in themselves, moving your heart, moving your mouth, and moving your ass, worked in conjunction, at some point will allow you to hit tipping points or milestones in moving, making the moves that you want in your life. And those are things that shape your life. Those are things that are going to feed back into your personal fulfillment as an individual, and also as an integral part in the lives of other people. And I think it will help you lead a positive and progressive life. It will give you the strength and resilience in the rough times, and it will give you the gratitude and reflection in the positive times. And so, it's that simple. The three moves that you need to make in order to make moves in your life. So think on that, consider it, And do it. Try it. Work it out. And see what happens. I'm pretty sure it's going to be some awesome stuff. Again, this has been another episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.